Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said today that his government has rejected the use of force in securing Syria's chemical weapons. Meanwhile, the civil war in Syria continues. A car bomb exploded today on the Turkish border, where thousands of refugees were attempting to flee the country. That kind of danger is the subject of Border, one of the films about Syria showing at the Toronto International Film Festival. The BBC's Tom Brooke reports.
At Toronto, there were almost 300 feature films to choose from, but Border, a small picture set in Syria, was one of the more topical. Based on real events, it depicts two sisters trying to flee Syria, heading for the border with Turkey. A family member has joined the rebels, the Free Syrian Army, and the sisters fear retribution. Their trip is fraught with danger.
Jamil! Look, Jamil!
Surprisingly, although set in Syria, this film was shot in Italy, much of it in a forest not far from Rome. The film's Italian director had been looking for a Syrian story to tell, but it was felt this wasn't the right time to shoot a movie in Syria, so they worked with Syrian refugees in Italy to make the picture. Producer Francesco Melzi de Ril was in Toronto to promote the film.
I hope that it looks very authentic. The movie is shot in Arabic and all the actors are Syrian who live now in Italy. And actually, I think one of the greatest achievements of the movie is that they're all non-professional. They were very much motivated by trying to speak out for their people.
Border is the work of a first-time feature filmmaker and it definitely made an impression on Toronto Film Festival director Piers Handling.
In no way is it really manipulative, in no way does it pander to its audience, in no way does it pander to its subject. It's extremely respectful. I felt it was made with great integrity. I felt it confronted this issue with sensitivity, delicacy, all of the qualities you look for in an artistic piece of cinema.
The film made an impact on festival audiences and was really welcomed by Neda Khatib, the daughter of Syrian immigrants in Canada.
I like the fact that non-Arabs made the film. It's not specifically Italians, but I like the fact that they cared enough to make a film about Syrians. And I would like to find more people who are interested in Syria and spreading what's happening.
Another film set and shot in Syria was shown in Toronto, called Ladder to Damascus. It's a drama in which the growing conflict forms the backdrop. It's made by Mohamed Malas, one of Syria's top directors. He takes the view that cinema can provide audiences with a perspective quite different from news journalism, perhaps a little more intimate.
I think that it's very important to have many films about Syria and the situation in Syria for the moment, because first of all, Syria is a very important country, and second of all, cinema can show the Syrian people their feelings in an authentic way, differently than the TV and the media.
While films like Ladder to Damascus and Border are bringing the conflict in Syria to the big screen, they're low-budget endeavours. They're not going to reach a mass international audience on the scale of a Hollywood blockbuster. As Piers Handling at the Toronto Film Festival acknowledges, when it comes to making films about Syria, the big American studios are tentative.
I think for American filmmakers, it may take a little bit more time for them to actually absorb, but I think it does mean that, or it indicates that independent filmmakers are the ones that actually begin to tread in these areas, as opposed to some of the major American entertainment companies.
And these Syrian films that have been made are definitely modest independent endeavors. Border was shot in just 35 days with a crew of 20 on a budget of only $150,000. Small it may be, but the producer says he is hoping for the biggest impact possible.
That's the BBC's Tom Brooke.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Constant Contact, offering small businesses online tools like social media, event, and email marketing from one login at constantcontact.com. And Lumosity.com with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.